here.
I will not clear the table.
And clear your share of the table. You and Mark both.
I will not clean the table.
Okay, we will not have a party.
April Fools.
No April Fools about it.
I said April Fools about not cleaning up the...
You know who the April Fools are. These are the April Fools right here.
Okay.
Those two.
You two.
You meant Psyche.
Yes.
Those two over there. Those two little April Fools over there.
You meant Psyche.
You meant Psyche. Oh, okay. That's much better. We don't want little April Fools.
You may take my plate too, darling.
Boys, you're missing, you know.
So? Come on, tea catch.
Chipmunk, you're missing chipmunks and...
No, we aren't. We're not missing chipmunks.
Muppet babies and...
Muppet babies will...
And the Ewoks spectacular.
I hate them.
They got run
off
here.
Okay, I
ate
my part.
They got an allergy.
Would you take the milky 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 milky? I've got it right here.
Darth Vader creamed it. The Emperor got it.
Here, Marky, I need a... Ross, do you want any chocolate? Would you mind sucking on that for me? Really nifty. Does she mind writing out three or four phrases that he could learn before he came to visit? And then he would be guaranteed to know something like, my name is Mark, hello, hi. Because he has to write it out.
What would you like to
know?
Got?
You're all right. You're set. Ah!
Okay, so you can go.
Who wants a little more?
Clifford lives here.
By $30,000.
Can you figure out what
more?
Can you figure out what more?
That $30,000 monopoly. Not a monopoly.
Oops.
Not the most. Geez, the highest bill you can get at monopoly is $5,000. It's a lot of bread.
I know.
$30,000.
Okay, Ross.
Buys a lot of Twinkies.
Oh God, Ross.
He's right.
We get a head start by 30 on the next game. $30,000 in the next game. That might be a lot, I guess. Yeah, it is.
What?
$30,000.
Yeah.
We get $30,000 head start.
Do you guys want to hear what this gate meeting was all about?
Huh?
You want to hear what the gate meeting was all about?
Well, yes.
It was dealing with your gate child.
Huh.
It was all about now, what if your gate child gets real stuck up and thinks that they're wonderful because they're a go-to gate?
I don't.
And, or what if they want to not be smart just so they can get along and be like the other kids?
I don't.
You sure?
I don't.
Or what if they wish they
would... Most of the other kids try to be smart and get along with the smarter kids.
Yeah, right.
That's
smarter, Is?
The red one kid.
Oh, sorry, Gate kid. Your brat always seemed like it.
Is that a bar?
Oh, right, Mr. Gate. I never talk, and I never talk about it.
Does he always give you a hard time about this? Yeah. Do you have to convince him that you're not any better than he is?
No, I just let him blab on.
Let him blab on. That's my Gate kid.
You can go,
oh,
I said, W.A. Kid has to go in a special bath. Oh, W.A. Oh, let's Oh, let's see what you got on your report card this time. Oh, you brought up your social studies for an activity.
Did he really?
Brad.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Did he really? Oh, Brad.
From an F to a D?
Are you serious? He came from an F to a D?
I want you to bring up social studies and math, and he brings up social studies and math, and he drops and everything else.
Oh, no.
And he drops what?
Oh,
and everything else.
Oh,
okay. And then she says, bring all this up, bring this up, and then he drops it everything else and just brings that stuff up.
Yeah. So what's she going to do about it?
Say,
commit suicide. Commit suicide.
Bring them all up.
Or no more skateboarding.
I call him Mr. F.
Mr. F?
The F man.
You call him Mr. P. Or the LASIK.
No, well, Mr.
Can I ask you?
Yeah, rough up.
I mean,
hey boys, are you boys sure you don't want any troll stuff?
Yeah.
There's kind of a neat one here called, years are going to go crash.
And whoever wins the Monopoly game.
Wait, now say it right, Mark. Monopoly?
Monopoly. I said Monopoly.
He called it Monopoly. Whoever wins the Monopoly game.
If you get something that people look over me.
Yeah, there's a deal. Here's the way it works for us, okay? Is that he's going to get on, we'll put him on a plane here in Pittsburgh, okay? And then he goes to New York. And he has to change planes in New York.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, no, just listen.
But there's a special person who takes care of him all that time, a Pan Am person, and he doesn't have to leave the terminal. It's all inside the Pan Am terminal.
Pan America.
That's the flight.
That's the airplane.
Oh, the airplane?
Pan Am.
Nice airplane.
British Airways.
Pan Am.
Cool. How? Am I taking British Airways back?
No, Pan Am.
Wait, does Pan Am fly him to Geneva?
Mm-hmm. Pan Am all the
way.
So he goes Pan Am from here to New York. Somebody takes care of him and puts him on another Pan Am.
Right.
It's going to be a tiring trip.
Oh, yeah,
why? I've never had straight. All I've ever had was to England and then maybe to Italy and then to
Spain.
It's better if you don't have to. It's better if you go all the way.
No, it's better if you stop. That way you have rest.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't have a rest.
No, not really, Ross. Because if you look at the schedule, it's going to be pretty good. He'll get...
I'm going to have about 5 minutes to get out and get...
That's right. He leaves Pittsburgh around 2, and he gets there the next morning at 9, which is really like 1 o'clock at night. So it's really not a very long trip. It's really...